condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Friends, you are to prove those who call themselves Christians. Again, it tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:12, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you. Now, case in point, established churches up until the 1900s used to prove their members for 1 to 3 years before accepting them for their professions. Now, friends, Kanye wants to evangelize America's youth with his music. Now, that's a good initiative, but he needs to first make sure that he's first partaker of the fruit that the Lord gives in understanding in all things. And time will show whether he is genuine or not. The reason that I bring up this point is to show you that others that have claimed conversion, such as Bono from U2, Brian Head Welsh from Korn, Alice Cooper, Bob Dylan, again, so on and so forth. Friends, they go back to the vomit that they claimed that they were converted from. How does that work? It doesn't. For example, Brian Head Welsh from Korn claims his conversion, but rejoins the band and lifestyle that he claimed to be converted from. Let me tell you how that works, friends. By feeding upon the hirelings of the day and refusing to do your own due diligence in searching scriptures for yourselves. According to Brian's world, you are to yield yourself back to the spirit of the world, Antichrist, in order to influence people for the Lord? Now, friends, I can't find that in the Word. The same thing goes for the likes of Alice Cooper. He said that he got saved because he was afraid that he would go to hell. Again, I can't find that in Scripture, but I can find where we are to fear the Lord in being converted from our sins and putting our trust in Jesus Christ through godly repentance, which is a work of the Holy Ghost. His stage antics during his live tours, Alice Cooper, of course, include being beheaded by the hands of a sexy nurse and a guillotine, using baby dolls and then impaling them with a shiny sword, and with spiders draped over his eyelids and a straitjacket with blood running down? Come on, friends. What happened to, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature? Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The good thing is that Alice said that he could never turn back on his fans. Now, if that were true, then why isn't he preaching repentance? A faithful witness delivers souls, friends. I would remind my readers that Jesus Christ is the standard here and not your favorite celebrities. This all comes back to the mushroom converts that the modern gospel has produced. The message is repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Not God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. The parable of the sower is found in Matthew 13 and Luke 8. So we're going to use the harmony of the gospels to look at six characteristics of a false conversion. Mark chapter 4, verse 5. There are immediate results with the false convert. That is, he hears the modern message of everlasting life and says, I want that. There's no weighing of the issues. And yet Jesus said, what man goes to war without checking out what the enemy's got? What man builds a tower without seeing if he's got enough materials? Luke 8, 6. There's a lack of moisture. There's no thirst for the living God. Matthew 13, verse 6, there's no root, there's no depth of godly character. Mark chapter 4, verse 16, they received the word with gladness, and this is the key. You see, when the law is not preached, sin is not seen as being exceedingly sinful. Paul said, by the commandment, sin became exceedingly sinful. And when sin is not seen in the light of what it is, being exceedingly sinful, there's no trembling before a holy God. There's no contrition, no sorrow for sin. So the false convert receives the word with gladness. Matthew chapter 13, verse 20, they receive the word with joy. Their laughter isn't turned to mourning, and their joy isn't turned into heaviness. Luke chapter 8, verse 13, for a while they do believe, they have a genuine false conversion experience. So what are the fruits of a new convert? Well, according to Matthew chapter 3, verse 8, there is the fruit of repentance. If we are soundly saved, we will have the evidence of repentance. Zacchaeus,
George Washington said during his farewell address, September 19th, 1796, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles. Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God.
BBSradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. June 28th, picnic at the park, Parrish Park, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Colorado. We are going to be there, and we're looking forward to meeting all you people out there in the state of Minnesota right now. Yesterday literally was the first day of summer. Why do I say that? Because it's been raining the entirety of the month. And again, it's like, whoa, I've never seen this before. And not that the farmers don't appreciate the rain, of course, but the reason I'm saying that is on June 28th, which is the end of the month, you probably want to check and make sure that the weather is going to be fair and ready to go for the event on June 28th at Parrish Park. It's Picnic at the Park, KHNC 1360 AM. And I'm sure they have alternate plans in case it does rain where we can actually bring it in somewhere. Again, I'm looking forward to this event. I truly am. Real quick, folks, I've got a lot to cover. I'm going to stick to the topic. We've been talking about the music scene, namely what they call the Christian scene. And yesterday and the day before, we highlighted the fact that Michael Tate from the Newsboys was confessing to his cocaine use, his alcohol abuse, and making a prey out of young boys, homosexual activity. And I also shared with you that this is the said Christian scene. It's the counterfeit scene that's put up because they want to mock Christ in hopes that you would believe that they were Christians. But again, if you would judge them by their fruit, you're going to see the opposite is true. And then I also brought up the fact, folks, concerning Brian Head Welch. He says he's been converted from his sin, but then he rejoins the band and promotes the very sins that he said he was converted from. Same thing with Alice Cooper. He said he was afraid of hell. That is unscriptural. Hellfire preaching is completely unscriptural, friends. You're not to repent before hell. You're to repent before God, Acts 20, verse 21, and transgressing his law, 1 John 3, 4. Also check out Romans 3, 20, and then Psalm 19, 7, and Galatians 3, 24 as well. After none other than Alice Cooper, we also seen that he allegedly, again, was converted, but he does the same stage antics on stage.
and nothing's changed. I highlighted Bob Dylan for a moment because a lot of hippies think that he got saved in the 80s, and yet the video shows him saying that he's serving the big man, the one unseen, in keeping his part of the deal. And he was being interviewed by 60 Minutes, and he was referring to the devil himself, and that's exactly what the interviewer said to him. And he said, are you talking about who I think you're talking about? And he kind of chuckled it off. And he said, that's how I got where I am today. It's exactly right. Satan himself said that if you bow down to me and worship me, this is all mine to give. And that's exactly the bait that he took. And folks, what's terrible about it is most people that profess to be Christians don't even know the difference. And I've been saying this for the last 25 and 30 years, that the Christian scene is no different, if not worse, in the music scene, because it's put up by the same people. And to suggest that we don't know the difference tells me that there's a lack of understanding in the Word of God, and there's a lot of biblical ignorance going on in this country. Now, some will say, well, Bradley, why are you talking about this? Because 86% of you people profess to be Christians. And if you don't even know the difference, you have not enough discernment, maybe what you should do is stay in the Word of God until everything within you is completely revived, so he bestows the Holy Ghost. He gives the Holy Ghost to those that obey, Acts 5:32, right? And when he gives you the Holy Ghost, he gives you discernment to see and hear. He gives you an anointing so you might see. He gives you an anointing that you might hear. Also read 1 John 2:27 when you get a moment. I want to take it to the extreme. I also highlighted, and I have been for years, due to the fact that it's Pride Month, they call it, and over the last couple weeks, I've highlighted the crimes that they're guilty of as they're foaming out their shame, which only gives you the definition and understanding as to why the Lord calls it an abomination. You know, it's said by George Whitefield that a man left to himself without grace is half beast and half devil. Well, what happens when the Lord gives them over? It will show you what they will become. And it's just like their father, the devil, right? Again, read John 8:44 when you get a moment. Now, I brought up the point that a lot of people in the 90s, namely the ones that were put up by the said Christian artists and the Christian labels as artists, they came out of the closet like Jennifer Knapp. She was a big deal in the Christian scene for a moment, as big as you can call it or make it out to be in your mind. But she came out of the closet. She was a lesbian. I told you so. Dan Hazelton, he came out of the closet as a sodomite. God condemns the very things that they're making a choice to become. They're feeding that monster. Deuteronomy 30:19. He came out of the closet. Vicky Beeching came out of the closet as a lesbian. Read Romans 1:26. Marcia Stevens, the same thing. Ray Bolts, the same thing. People are taken back and saying, oh my gosh, I can't even believe this. And I'm sitting back as a baby Christian asking the question, where is the discernment? No wonder why what you call the church is in the position that it is today. And I ended the show yesterday highlighting the fact that the culture is the church's report card. Can you imagine if 86% of the people in this country actually walked in the light of Christ, who is the light of men, John 1? Can you imagine if that was really true? Do you think that this country would be in the position that it is right now? Well, some will say, man, look at the government. Look at how corrupt they become. Yes, that's the fruit of the church. Because as I've reiterated so many times on this show, the church is called to be the moral compass of society. Okay, when that goes, everything else goes. What you see in the halls of government is a reflection of what you see in the Church of America today. Okay, and again, you need to make distinction. That is the voice of the prophets, and it's the voice that we're supposed to take heed to. Because if we take heed to the voice of the prophets and believe, the Bible says we will be established. It doesn't say anything about us being dispossessed by the corrupt, the way that we see taking place today through the chastisements and judgments of the Lord. No, that belongs to a disobedient people, not to an obedient people. So with that said, friends, I'm going to be kicking into this. I'm going to take it over to the secular realm, and then I'm going to bring it right back over to the Christian realm, and then give it to you line upon line, precept upon precept, in the sense of drawing the scriptural lines in sound doctrine. The word sound within itself means without error.
Okay, so we're going to hold to the word. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you love anything better than God, you are idolaters. If there is anything you would not give up for God, it is your idol. If there's anything that you seek with greater fervor than you seek the glory of God, that is your idol, and conversion means a turning from every idol. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 281-845-4704. Again, that number is 281-845-4704. Stick to the topic, please. Folks, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. Okay? Just wanted to make sure you all understood that that is the presupposition that God is, and that's where our rights and that's who our rights come from, and he is the one that established who we are as a people today. That's why we say one nation under God, right, in our Pledge of Allegiance. That's why everybody's always talking about God bless America, politicians, the church, so on. Yeah, he has blessed America. Now it's time for the church and the American people to bless God and obey him out of gratitude for what he did through his son, Jesus Christ. I want to get to this because, again, I must have opened up something because it seems like there's a lot of traffic coming my way concerning the topic. And, you know, one of the first things I need to say is Socrates was rightly phrasing his or coining his phrase when he said that
Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. I want you to listen to that again. Listen carefully to what he said. Socrates said, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. If you look at who the real legislators are in this country, that's all you have to do is look to the music stage. Because if you see that, you're going to see a perversion of who Satan was, and for the very purpose that he was sent to exile and kicked out of heaven in the first and last point that he wanted to make in his life. And if you look at Isaiah 14, starting verse 12, you're going to find out exactly, again, what I'm talking about. He wanted to dethrone God. He wanted to be put in his place. What happens when you go to a rock club? You go to a concert. Who's up on the stage? Spewing out filth, promoting that which promotes the messages that the enemy of your soul means to promote, comes to lie, steal, destroy. I mean, the list goes on. Here, let me show you what I'm talking about. It's interesting because everybody loves music. Isn't that right? I'm talking to both worlds right now. And I want to tell you this too. If you guys ever heard of Why Knock Rock back in the 80s when I was about 14 years old, I remember Steve Peters and his brother were out there on the streets burning music, and I thought, which is found in the book of Acts. And I was thinking, what's the big deal with this? Because I had literally over 250 to 300 discs. I'm sorry, not discs, forgive me. Tapes, cassette tapes of bands from all over the world. And I like all kinds of music and I love all kinds of music, but I'm very particular what I put my ears to now. But after I listened to Why Knock Rock by Steve Peters and his brother, I'll tell you what, it completely ruined the party that I meant to have concerning music and my worship of this music and the bands that were out there. I knew everything about every band, folks. And it's interesting, again, after I seen and heard Why Knock Rock, it just ruined everything. Here, let me give you an example of this, because we know that everyone loves music. And what's the first thing that you do when you get in your car? Most people, you turn on the radio or you put some music in. What's playing in the background at every store, restaurant, and or theme park? What do you hear? You hear music. What happens when you go to a doctor's office, a dentist? You go to a airport. I mean, folks, you get the point. Because music will be also used to move emotions. And I think that's important that I bring this question up. A lot of times people will say, well, Bradley, what is acceptable and what isn't? Well, I can't tell you that. Only the Lord can tell you that. But let me ask you, what does that music move you to do? I want to ask you again, what does that music move you to do? Here, let me stop there because you need to hear some of these quotes. Let's go over to George Harrison of the Beatles. He said, the main thing is to get the kids. He said, nail you when you're young, brainwash you, then they've got you for the rest of your lives. This was Loose Talk, Rolling Stone in 1970. How is it that people in the world understand as to why they're doing what they're doing, but the church is trying to figure out, but what can I listen to? Well, look at the people that are promoting the music and that are being used by the enemy of your souls to perform and to promote the message. Here, let me give you another one here. This is none other than Jimi Hendrix. He stated, music is a spiritual thing of its own. Absolutely, 100% it is. He said, you can hypnotize people with music, and when you get them at the weakest point, you can preach into their subconscious what you want to say to them. This was Life Magazine, October 3rd, 1969, page 74. And this is one of the things that I was answering Margie from Minnesota yesterday when she was asking about music, because there is anointing on men that are using their anointing that the Lord gave them for the devil. Just ask Nadab and Abihu. And if you look at Nadab and Abihu, why were they struck dead in Leviticus 10 by the Lord? Because they offered up strange fire. Folks, I'm interlacing scripture so you can understand why the Lord struck them dead, because they were offering up strange fire. You see a lot of strange fire coming from the likes of secular musicians who give a double meaning by playing secular music and then also doing gospel albums. That is strange fire, friends, and it's a dangerous game to play.
Well, let me go on to the next one. Gene Simmons from Kiss said in a live interview, he stated, "I was also aware that you could also say kill, and you know something?" He said, "Somehow there would be a surge that happens." Yeah, the enemy is anointing them for his purpose in stealing the anointing that the Lord has bestowed upon them. And they're yielding themselves in such a fashion. Let me give you another one, friends. Remember Marilyn Manson, this clown? I mean, his whole objective, friends, is to mock the things of God. And who's listening to his nonsense? I don't know that they are anymore, but they used to back in the 2000s, the early 2000s. He said, "I don't know if anyone has really understood what we're trying to do here. This is secular music, friends." Okay, and these are all the well in the know as to what they're promoting. He said, "I don't know if anyone has really understood what we're trying to do here. We're to lure people in. And once we've got them, we can give them our message." This was Hit Parader, October in 1996, page 28. What about Tom Morello from a band called Audio Slave? He said, "We're able to seduce some people in by the music who are then exposed to a different political message." Did you hear that? He said, "To give them a different and expose them to a different political message." I want to show you this as well, and I want you to hear this clearly. Much of these musicians are put up for the very purpose of attacking the young people. Remember when MTV was literally, and I'm being funny here, but truthful, ginormous, huge, everybody watched it. There wasn't a kid that didn't know what MTV was, probably in the world. Bob Pittman, the head of MTV, said, he was the co-founder, as a matter of fact, of MTV, which incidentally was the first profit-making TV station, said, "The strongest appeal you can make," this is what he said, the co-founder of MTV, he said, "The strongest appeal that you can make is emotionally. If you can get their emotions going, you've got them." He said, "At MTV, we don't shoot for the 14-year-olds. We own them. We own them." Folks, why is it so important to demoralize the young people? Because as I've said literally for the last 30 years in my message, if they can demoralize you and separate you through your disobedience from the Christ, that's the objective, because now you're enslaved. What did Jesus say? "He who committeth sin is a slave of sin." How do you break from sin? Unite yourself by faith to Christ. That's how that is all done. I want to go over now to the moral standards. Let's talk to Elton John for a moment and his moral standard. They've been playing this sodomite for, 70 years in America. And again, why are they putting these kind of people up? Elton John, by the way, is the man from England who married another man and adopted a baby boy. Okay, this is all abominable. In every sense of the word, this stinks in the nostrils of a just and a holy God, our Creator. He said, "I crave to be loved." He said, "There's nothing wrong with going to bed with someone of your own sex." He said, "I just think people should be very free with sex. They should draw the line," you ready for this, "at goats." Folks, there's a video out there right now, and I just highlighted it, and they have it in California, where they have these sodomites and these lesbians, they dress up as animals. And as they're dressed up as animals, they have it's a form of masochism, sadomasochism. And it is honestly the sickest thing you've ever seen. So I'm going to say this. Did you notice Elton John said you draw the line at goats? I'm here to tell you there are people in this world that are saying no, yes to goats and yes to animals and yes to reality, because there is no lines with these people. We're going to come right back to this. We're talking about the influence and power of music right now. 281-845-4704.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
My family and I began listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio 5 years ago after meeting Bradley Dean and his wonderful family at an event here in Michigan. I was so intrigued with his enthusiasm and passion to share the truth that I decided I must begin listening to the daily feeding to see what these men were actually offering up. Time and time again, all I find is sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com are constantly and only pointing to the lawful truth found in our Lord's Word and expounded upon in our Constitution. I have been through some insanely rough and crazy times since becoming a boat-rocking daughter of liberty, and the Sons of Liberty is always there, pointing towards the truth and leading in action. The Heikula family loves this life-changing ministry, and we cannot say thank you enough.
Escalese rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. Oh, how Dante nailed it. He said the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in time of great moral crisis, maintain their neutrality.
BBSradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
BBSRadio.com.
Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
281-845-4704. You know, it's quite interesting how this sparks people, because there's so many people that listen to music, obviously, right? One of the questions that I asked you at the offset of the show today was, what does the music move you to do? Does it move you to praise and worship God? Or does it move you to the works of the flesh, which Christ died and shed with concerning his blood to cover your sin, right? Because we all understand the grace of God is not to be used as a permission for sin. It's the empowerment to live in the Spirit, right? Okay, so with that, what does the music move you to do? I remember when I was touring the United States back in the 90s and 2000s, you know what, folks? I would listen to one of my favorite bands. It was called Pantera. They're still out there.
And I'll tell you what, there was something demonic and heavy about this band that just got in you. And how many of these musicians, and what I'm covering right now with these secular bands, this is just the tip of the iceberg. You should see their lyrics. It's like you're insane. I'll give you a little taste in a moment here. But it's like, I'm a drummer. So for the most part, I don't even listen to the lyrics. But it's getting in, believe me. You have to understand what starts at the top goes to the bottom. And when you subject yourself under this sort of music, secular music, the word secular means without God. And if those that are singing and offering up strange fire, like I was telling you about Nadab and Abihu at Leviticus 10, you better get away from them, folks, because that is strange fire. And whatever they're doing, it's going to fall on you and it's going to get a hold of you and you're going to start doing the same things. Go back to Pantera. You know, they called themselves the Cowboys from Hell. And they came out at the end of the 90s. And again, as I said, man, there was something about them. It was like you didn't have to be drinking. You didn't have to be drugging. You didn't have to be doing none of that stuff. Everything would be okay. And then one of their songs would come on, and it's like you just wanted to fight the first person that stood in front of you. And it's like, okay, that's what that kind of music pushes you to. They're selling today, friends. Two of them are dead. We confronted his brother, the drummer, and I'm talking about the two brothers that started the band Pantera. Dimebag Daryl was the guitar player. And his brother, he was a total sweetheart of a guy, but we tracked him twice in Anaheim. And in the process of doing so, he's not here anymore. And his brother just happened to be up on stage in Ohio. And when he got up on stage, some former Marine came up because they broke up from the singer of the original Pantera. And he said, why did you break up? And he shot him in the head, killed him right on stage. And if you look at their lyrics and you look at the things that they were promoting, it's like, you know what? Is it true that God is not mocked? Oh, yeah. It is true. God is not mocked. But they ushered in a different anointing. A lot of these big bands today, they're ushering in a new anointing. They're opening gates to the spiritual world, friends, and they're not good. Because again, the way that you judge that is look at what they're promoting. Look at their lyrics. The reason I brought that up is some will say, well, I like the music, but I don't listen to the lyrics. Same here. But I'll tell you what, I don't even subject myself to that anymore because it's not the lyrics alone, but it's what's on the music as well. You need to understand the ones that are writing the music are also writing the lyrics, and you better understand who they're subjected to as they're gaining the world. Their father, the devil, that said, if you bow down to me, I'll give it to you. I mean, how many of these bands like Led Zeppelin and the list goes on, Santana's another one. These are these 60s, 70s bands that talked about having inference with the devil himself. As a matter of fact, they said of Black Sabbath, there's five different members in the band. There's only four physical ones. Where's that influence coming from? Okay, so I also think of other bands like, remember Angus Young? He's still out there walking around like a skeleton on stage, dancing around like an absolute hoodlum. They say it's one of the biggest bands in the world. What do they promote? Highway to Hell. And look at their songs. As a matter of fact, did you know that Bon Scott, the original singer for that band, he died in his own vomit 8 hours after singing Hell Ain't a Bad Place to Be? See, folks, we're in a spiritual world. And you have to understand that the Lord is creator of all things. And we're either going to use it for him or we're going to use it for the enemy of our souls. Angus Young, going back to the guitar player of AC/DC, he said, when I'm on stage, it's like somebody else is playing the guitar. Again, this is just the tip of the iceberg. It's just the tip of the iceberg. Let me go over to somebody that I brought up yesterday, Brian Head Welsh, because it really bothers me because he is a hypocrite to no end. He's the guy that said, when people were saying, whoa, what are you doing going back into corn? I thought you were converted. Why are you going back in to promote what you said you've been converted from? And furthermore, 2 Corinthians 5:17 comes to my aid. How is it that you can partake with the old and the new? You can't do that. That's like sitting at the table of your enemy, right? And then sitting at the Lord's Supper. You can't do that. It's a dangerous game, but that's what he's doing. And so is Alice Cooper. And so are many others. Some will say, well, Bradley, that's just that genre of music. No, it's not. Country music, they know that they've contributed to the moral decline of this country. Listen to the lyrics. My goodness, folks.
Listen to the music. Look at where they're promoting. Look what they're coming out of. It's really very telling. But let me go back to Brian Head Welch. He said he was converted to Christ, and yet sometime later he went back to the band Korn, one of the most demonic bands out there. I want you to listen to the lyrics. I said I'd give you a little taste, and then we're going to make some ending points over the last couple segments here. The band Korn in the song Hate You, just one song, okay? Frontman David screams hate words towards parents with the refrain, "All I want to do is kill you." Davis imagines killing parents in the song, dead bodies everywhere. One of the band's albums, there is a song that talks of a young boy being raped by his father, and it has been said that Davis is actually singing about himself as a young boy. If this is true, you can see the motivation for hatred towards his parents. The problem is that in passing this hatred to his fans, many of them take it seriously because they can relate with this rage. Another point, a lot of people will say, well, Bradley, it's just lyrics. Wait a second. Did you know that in America, freedom of speech does not entail, it does not give a pass to that which promotes lawlessness? I do a whole show on this. How is it that the American people have somehow or another said, well, you know, it's free speech. They're just talking about killing their parents, doing drugs, raping women, doing mass murder. Oh, the list goes on. Is that an over-exaggeration? I'm not even close. I mean, folks, when it comes to country music, just that genre alone, that's all you have to do is play a country music song backwards, and you're going to see people, what are you going to do? You're going to get your wife back. You're going to get your house back. You're going to get your dog back. They're backwards people, and it's demonic. It's indefensible. You cannot justify what it is that they promote. Again, I could spend a whole week just on this topic. I could talk about Zeppelin. I could talk about Skinner. I could talk about Joplin. I can talk about Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley, all of his Grammys, where did they come from? His gospel music. Elvis knew that he was supposed to be a preacher. Did he give himself over to that? No. One of his friends said to him, why is it that if you know that's what you're supposed to do, why isn't it that you give yourself over to it? He said, do you know how many people would be out of business if I did that? Really, what he's doing is he was basically saying, I love what I'm doing by walking both sides of the fence. My goodness, folks, that man alone, the Lord could have used him in a massive, massive way for God's glory. And he sold himself short. He absolutely sold himself short. Folks, this is the world that I came from, and it's one that I understand very well. Very well. It's not just trivia to me. It's not speculative to me in any sense of the word. No, I am a partaker and understander of the power that goes with the music. Now, what I want to do, I want to throw this at you because I want to get over to the Word of God again, just to kind of bring this to closure concerning the next segment that we have. When you look at Scripture, isn't it interesting that in Matthew 13, says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Verse 14, Matthew 7, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few be there that find it. What's the first thing the Lord says in verse 15? He says, beware of false prophets, those that tell you otherwise, which come to you in sheep's clothing. How do you think the enemy comes to you? He comes as a what? An angel of light. The Lord told you to beware of them. Those that come to you in sheep's clothing, trying to masquerade as what they're really not. But inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them. What did he say? How are we to judge men, friends? The church in America that lacks Christ, that's not a cap. I'm not demeaning them. They're doing that all on their own. How are we supposed to judge men? Judge them by their fruits. What does the modern day church say? Who are you to judge? Thou shalt not judge. Keep it into context. And who is he talking to?
My goodness, people. And then he goes on, he said, you shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. And then the Lord begins to talk about those that say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? In thy name, haven't we cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And what did Jesus say to those that refused the straight and the narrow? He said, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Ben Franklin said at the offset of this country that, I firmly believe this, that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our little partial local interests, our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to our future ages. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter, from this unfortunate instance, despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest. Benjamin Franklin also said that those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And of course, this quote comes up often in the context of new technology and concerns about government surveillance over the American people. Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Well, we got a lot of brave souls out there today, that's for sure. I heard someone had said, I mean, it's crazy. Wow. You know, it tells us in John 3:18-19, it talks about how those that are condemned, they love the darkness. They hate the light. And it was told to me just this morning that there are those that said, if I listen to Bradley's show, I'm not going to be able to listen to Christian music. Hey, I'm not the standard.
You know, one thing that bothers me is when people come back to me and say, you know, Bradley, I said this and I'm doing my absolute best. Your walk is not before Bradley Dean. Your walk is before Jesus Christ. I'm merely one that's being used to tell you what the word declares, that you might repent. That's the whole purpose. But I really don't like it when people do that. And it's like, again, I'm not your mediator. I'm not the one that has an all-seeing eye and sees all things naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. Your sin is before the Lord, not before Bradley Dean. But going back to make the point that some say, you know, if I listen to Bradley's show today, I'm not going to like Christian music anymore. What, really? That's insane. You should probably ask yourself, if that was you, you should ask yourself the question, where did that come from? And it shows what you love more than you do the things of God. I want to hold on to this. And if he gives me the knowledge that it's bad, I can't within conscience hold on to it. So I'm just going to ignore it. That's like driving down the highway and seeing all these, driving down the highway and going around these canyons and seeing cars go over the end of the cliff and seeing them all on the bottom and just say to yourself, you're wondering, why are they all at the bottom? And then you get to a certain point and you see that they took down the sign, the warning sign, Psalm 19:11. And somehow or another, you agreed with the fact that they removed the signs rather than kept the signs up. That's ridiculous. And that's that. By the way, that is the version of many people's love today. And it's, they're workers of iniquity. The love of many waxeth cold. Now, let me get to this. I want to give you the characteristics of a false convert. Okay. And you're going to find this in Matthew 13 and Luke 8. When you look at Mark 4, verse 5, these are the immediate results with the false convert. That is, he hears in the modern message of everlasting life and says, I want that. There's no weighing of the issues, and yet Jesus said, what man goes to war without checking out what the enemy's got? What man builds a tower without seeing if he's got enough materials? Luke 14, 28 through 31. Then when you look at Matthew 13, 6, you'll find there's no root. There's no depth of godly character. Mark 4, 16 says they receive the word of God with gladness. And this is the key. You see, when the law is not preached, sin is not seen as being exceedingly sinful. Paul said by the commandment, sin becomes exceedingly sinful. Romans 7, 13, and when sin is not seen in the light of what it is, being exceedingly sinful, there's no trembling before a holy God. There's no contrition, godly repentance. Isaiah 66, verse 2, 34, 18 of Psalms. Also go to 51, verse 17 of Psalms. Also go to Isaiah 57. You'll understand again. Also read Luke 15, the prodigal son. The Bible says that he sinned before heaven and he came unto himself. He sinned before heaven and he sinned before his father. And the Bible says he came to himself. What brought him there? His understanding of God's law. Matthew 13, 20 says they receive the word with joy. So many false converts do. Their laughter isn't turned to mourning and their joy isn't turned to heaviness. James 4, 9. Luke 8, 13 says for a while they do believe. That is until they're tested. Right? Until they have to bear their cross. Until the trials and the tribulations come about. See, they have a genuine false conversion experience. They don't stay the course. They leave because, well, everybody else is doing it, right? Now, what are the characteristics of a true convert? What are the fruits of a new convert? Well, according to Matthew 3, 8, there is the fruit of repentance. Also, 2 Corinthians 7, 10, and 11. If we're soundly saved, we'll have the evidence of repentance. Zacchaeus said, behold, the Lord God, I give half my goods to the poor, and if I've wronged anyone, I will pay back fourfold. It's an issue of the heart, Luke 19:8. Colossians 1:10 tells us the fruit of good works. If you read the book of Titus, Titus continuously says things like, let those who have believed in God be careful to maintain good works, Titus 3:8. Jesus himself said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven, Matthew 5:16. Hebrews 13, 15, the fruit of thanksgiving. Oh, once you've seen the cross, you will say, oh, thanks be to God for the unspeakable gift. It's not going to be repulsive. It's going to be an invitation. You're going to be allured to it, 2 Corinthians 9:15.
Galatians 5:22 says, the fruit of the Spirit, if you're soundly saved, if you are a genuine convert, you will manifest the fruit of love, joy, real joy, bearing the cross, Hebrews 12:2, real peace, peace not that the world gives, but only Christ gives, patience, goodness, gentleness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Philippians 1:11 tells us the fruit of righteousness, you will do that which is right before the Lord. He will lead you into the paths of righteousness, obviously Psalm 23, verse 3. And when you look at Matthew 3:10, it warns that every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit, not ordinary fruit, but good fruit, will be cut down and cast into the fire. So as witnesses of Christ, we should do everything we can not just to get church members, not just to get decisions or youth group members, but with God's help, we must make sure that those who bring the to the Savior have the things that accompany salvation. Of course, Hebrews 6:9. Folks, I've been to I've literally publicly have spoken over 3,000 times. I've been to churches where they're playing secular music to lure kids in. The pizza parties. So they're using the devil to win them to Christ. I can't make it up. I just can't make it up. And one of the things that I want to say in ending here is the fact that, folks, when you're listening to your music, you have to discern for yourself if it's right or not. But I'm here to tell you that more than not, and I'm talking about just the Christian scene, the secular scene, they're already telling you exactly who they are. They're already telling you exactly whose side they are on, okay? But on the Christian side, I am telling you that 99% of what is out there, I am telling you, folks, it's not genuine Christianity. I have yet to, after playing with all the, as they call, the record label big boys on the Christian side and the secular side, I have yet to see a genuine Christian. Now, I've seen sincere people. I've seen well-intended people. I've seen do-gooders in the Christian scene. But I've not seen any of them, not a one of them, preach out against sin. Why is that? If they're not preaching out against what offends God, then how are people to repent? That's the message of the gospel. It's the message people don't want to hear that love their sin. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I want to say this. I know the objectors out there. You've had 1 hour to call and to contend for what you say you don't believe. You know what the issue is? You know it's true what I'm telling you. And the fact of the matter is, you are not promised tomorrow. Life is but a vapor. And you now know the truth. In other words, as Paul said, I warned men day and night with many tears. He said, now I know that your blood is off of my hands because I told you the truth. Some will say, well, Bradley, it's very offensive. Wait a second. When Paul talked about giving no offense in his ministry, of course, a carnal mind would say, don't offend a man that's in sin. No, no, no. That's not what it means at all. The Bible says in Romans 13:10 that love worketh no ill. It means that I'm to love you and I'm to give you nothing but the truth and the whole truth, okay? Not just withhold it because I don't want to offend you. No, no, no. Giving no offense in my ministry is to make sure that you have the whole of the matter in hand and that when I leave, you know God's truth. Regardless if it offends you or not, my objective is to make sure that I don't offend God in my ministry. And I try to do my best every single radio program that I do and church service that I do. I give you the whole truth and nothing but the truth for the very purpose that I might not ever see you. I might not ever have the opportunity again to tell you the absolute truth. And if a gospel that you're looking for that doesn't offend, I am here to tell you as well that it's unscriptural. There is a reason that 11 of the 12 apostles were martyred. They were martyred for preaching the message that we're talking about even now and saying, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It was such an offense to carnal men that they thought they were doing God a service by killing them. No, folks, that's backwards. Love tells people the truth, regardless if they want to hear it or not. We're not here to give people a message that they want to hear. We're giving people a message that they need to hear because we love them.
We'll talk to you in 23. See you.